Governor Patterson is delivering his first State of the State message since he succeeded Eliot Spitzer, who resigned as governor last March. Patterson, in the address, has the chance to lay out some themes for the coming year, present some new ideas, and perhaps take a break from the grim budget cuts and new taxes that he proposed in his budget last month. But the state's $15 billion combined deficit and the need for the legislature to act to close the gap are likely to take up a significant portion of the governor's speech. Patterson, when he released his budget a few weeks ago, said the fiscal crisis pervades everything in business and in government.
This is a national economic collapse, and its boundaries have not yet to be defined as it continues to decrease.
State Controller Tom DiNapoli, a Patterson ally, says he expects the governor will say Wednesday that things are going to get worse before they get better. But DiNapoli says the state of the state gives the governor a chance to inspire the public and perhaps set some benchmarks. He says in a usual year, the speech is the good news, followed by the budget bad news a few weeks later. This year, he says, though, because Patterson already released his austere spending plan, the order has been reversed.
Usually, you know, you get the inspirational words, and then you say, we got to wait for the details in the budget. We're doing it in reverse this time. We've got the devil in the details. We're getting the inspirational words afterwards.
The day of the speech is likely to offer a number of distractions. One is a huge protest planned by nearly all of the major labor unions. The biggest state worker union, CSEA, has already begun ads.
I work at the county nursing facility. Many of our residents are only here because they can't afford to be anywhere else.
They feature actual members who say they worry about their jobs and supporting their families if the governor's spending plan is adopted.
I know the governor's budget is going to hurt. It's going to make it harder for me at work and at home. I know these are tough times, but Governor Patterson, isn't there a better way than making it harder for the people that do the work every day?
Another ongoing distraction is the impending vacancy of Hillary Clinton's Senate seat when she becomes Secretary of State. Caroline Kennedy has been vying for the job and received intense media scrutiny. Governor Patterson has expressed exasperation, but he's done nothing to tamp down speculation. Here's what he said about it recently.
We have reached a new high and new low in areas of gossip, speculation, mind reading.
Kennedy will not be attending the State of the State speech, but others who want the Senate job will. Andrew Cuomo, the state's attorney general, will be up on the dais in the assembly chamber as Patterson speaks. Nassau County Executive and Chair of the Governor's Property Tax Cap Commission, Tom Suozzi, is also expected to attend. And many members of the state's congressional delegation also would like to be considered for the Senate seat, and they could show up for the speech as well. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.